בוקר טוב רבותיי, ערב שבת שלום, חנוכה שמח, שבח שמו, פרשת מקץ, which always, כמעט always, coincides with חנוכה. There's really a lot to talk about, but I want to focus on one thing that the שיחות מוסר kind of, you know, he elaborates on, which is, we know that when the brothers came back to Eretz Kanaan and they spoke to Yaakov, Yaakov wasn't having any of their requests to take Binyamin. He says, what are you talking about? He says, Yosef enenu, b'shimon enenu, b'et Binyamin tikachu alayu kulana. He says, I'm already missing two kids. You can take another one? No, not doing it. So, and Yaakov had a good ta'ana. Why? Rashi HaKadosh says, Rachel died on the way. Yosef was on the way. He supposedly died on the way too. Binyamin was also from Yosef, probably also going to, says, nothing doing. So they said, we need food. So who interceded? First Reuven says, "Et shenem v'nai tamit im lo avienu elecha." He says, "Abba, you can kill my two sons if I don't bring it to you." And Yosef and Yaakov says, "Maze." Rashi HaKadosh says, "Bechor shoteh." He called him. Says, "Foolish firstborn." He says, "What? They're your sons and not my sons?" He says, "My sons too. My grandchildren, my children. What are you talking about?" So that was he was trying to show how, you know, how dedicated he was. But then who jumps in? It's interesting. Reuven started. Shimon was gone. Levi didn't say anything. Yehuda jumps in. And he told him he had a totally different sales pitch. What was his sales pitch? He says, Anochi ya'irvenu miyadi tevakshenu. Im lo avi otiv elecha, v'itzaktiv lefanecha, v'chatati lecha kol ha'yamin. He says, if I don't bring him back, I'll be sinful to you all my days. Says Rashi, what did he mean? He meant to say, in this world and in the world to come. Which means that if I don't bring him back to you, says Yehuda, I'll lose my olam haba. And immediately, Vayomer Yisrael, Imken, Vayomer Elohim Yisrael Avihim, Imken Efo Zot Asu, says, okay, prepare the gift, take some goodies, whatever. Says, yalla, go. Immediately Yehuda said that, Yaakov was sold. He was so, you know, deliberate before that, he's not sending. And all of a sudden Yehuda said this thing, this pitch, Zehu, Shalom, go. What? Makara. Ela. The Tosefta in Masechet Berachot explains that Yaakov was so persuaded by what? By Yehuda's dedication and his sense of achrayut, this responsibility. He's putting his olam haba on the line. He says, this is somebody I can trust. He's going to bring him home. He was sold on that idea of achrayut. It's a big, big thing. You know, there are some, and this is not the first time we find Yehuda stepping up to the plate and taking achrayut, taking responsibility for a situation. We already noticed this in last week's parasha. You remember Tamar, Himutzit, she was on her way to get burned. And she said, she didn't want to shame Yehuda, but she said, Haker na lemi achotemet vehapetilim amateha ele. Le'ish asher ele lo anochi hara. She says, whoever's the owner of these items impregnated me. That's what she said. Yomer Yehuda, tzedekah mimeni, says, I did it. Ki al ken lo netati al shela bini. Says, I did it. He accepted the achrayut. Says the Tosefta, these two acceptances of responsibility is what made Yehuda the king of the brothers. Because if you look, analyze for a moment, what's the one thing, the one midah that separates a king from everybody else? You know what it is? Taking responsibility. A king. Anybody in a position of power or authority has to be one who knows how to accept responsibility. It's not only the perks, the kavod. You know what the kavod comes from? Why do we give the king so much kavod? Because he's responsible. Because when push comes to shove, it's his neck on the line. You understand? Yaakov said, oh, this is a person I can count on. Reuven, he didn't say, I don't like your sales pitch. He says, I can't rely on you. Yehuda, I can rely on that. There's many such things that, you know, there's Yerushalmi, also in Masechet Bikurim. We know that there are three things, three times in a person's life, when a person is able to get Mechilat Avonot, when he gets his sins. One of those times, nope. Chatan says, Gdula, Chacham Chatan V'Nasi, Gdula Mechaper, which means Chatan, when he gets married, Chacham, when a person is brought up to a position of Rav, Chacham, and Nasi. When a person is brought up to a situation of Nasi, these situations when he's, you know, he rises to greatness, he gets Mechilat Avonot. Why? Why is that? Because what's the common denominator between all these three things? Responsibility. Obviously, Nasi is responsible for Am Yisrael. Chacham, Psika, be very careful. He's responsible for the Psakim that he gives. People are going to ask him shaylos. Chatan, what's he responsible for? His wife and his family. It's a responsibility on him. Whenever a person accepts responsibility, those milestones in his life, becomes a new person. He gets Mechilat Avonot. That's how important it is. Rabotai, like I told you, Parashat Miketz always, or at least almost always, comes out on Hanukkah. You know, if you look in Megillat Antiochus, the Hashmonaim, Benem Atitya, how many people were in their family at the time? 13. 13 people. Zero. Against millions. You know, they could have said, this is not our fight. It's all the Am Yisrael's. Fighting against millions, and they weren't, you know, they weren't soldiers or anything. Fighting against the Yevanim was suicide. According to Derech HaTeva, that's mamash suicide. They could have had a million and one terutzim. And you know, after they won the war and they lit the Nerot, until for the next 100 or so years, they were the kings. Even they got punished for that because the Kohanim, they were supposed to give it back to Shevet Yehuda. They didn't. But they were the kings. Why did HaKadosh Baruch Hu give them the kingdom? Because they picked up, they stepped up to the plate and they accepted responsibility for what was going on at the time. And they said, we're going to do it. We're going to fight. Hashem says, you accepted responsibility. For the next 100 years, you are going to be the kings. The Nis came through them because they were the ones to say, they didn't push off the responsibility to somebody else. They didn't shirk their responsibility. They said, we're going to do it. That, even though they were from Shevet Levi, they were Kohanim, but that was the indication that they were ra'ui to be kings for the next Kufa, which they eventually got punished for. But at the end of the day, that's what it is. We have many opportunities in life, Rabotai, where it seems that, you know, who am I? What am I? Why would I do this? No. There's a pasuk in the Nabi Yishaya. Haqqaton yela elif. Vasa'ir legoy atzum. Ani admonai ba'ita hachishenna. Which means the smallest ones will be to 1,000. And the younger one will be a great nation. Which means what? Everybody has their time to shine. Don't wait for other people to come pick up the tab. If you see there's a situation like the Chachamim Saint Pirkei Avot, b'makom she'en anashim, yishtadel liyot ish. If you see nobody else is coming to the rescue, there's a situation in Avodat Hashem that needs to be taken care of, step up to the plate. Don't be a wuss. Take responsibility. That's a leader. I'm not a leader. Yes, you are. Or Avam Yisrael, bevada, you're a leader. If you're busy waiting for everybody else, things don't get done that way. Sometimes don't underestimate yourself by thinking, can you imagine the Hashmonaim underestimated them, the 13 people? Where would we be today? In Am Yisrael, there would be no more. Otpan is raising my hand. So mikon makom, Rabotai, that's what Hanukkah is all about. That's why, and you see how far Yehuda took it in the beginning of next week. At the end of this week's parashah, he said, I'm here. I'm your Eved. Zil. He didn't. And the next week, he's arguing. Why? Because I took responsibility. I'm going to man up to it. Yehuda says, here, send everybody home. I'm going to be your Eved for life in Mitzrayim. What a disgusting place. Yeah, it's like the Las Vegas of the time. So I'm going to stay here forever to be your Eved. And Yosef wasn't buying it. And then he fought with him. Why? Yehuda said, I took a chrayut. But I'm going to. You know, shirk my responsibilities. A man does what? A man accepts responsibility, and then what? You have to live up to it. Even if it's hard, you took achrayut, ta'amod bezeh. That's a person, what's the most vital thing that a person has? Yeah, especially in business. Real businessmen will tell you, yeah, tish'alit, your grandfather, you know, what's he going to say? What's the most, your biggest asset in business is what? Your word. If you transgress your word, you're done. Nobody's going to look at you. You know, in the olden times in business, I'm sure I spoke to elders. They didn't even used to make contracts with it. They gave a word, asu. They give a handshake. No. Why? Because a person's word is kadosh. You took achrayut. You said something. Lom shanim ma. Hard, easy, lom shanim. You live up to it. That is the integrity of Am Yisrael relies on that. That's what the Chashmonaim did. That's what they got it from Yehuda, even though they weren't from Shevet Yehuda. That's what it's all about. Rabotai, I wish you all Shabbat Shalom, Chodesh Tov, Chanukah Sameach. Thank you for listening. Zechus Shem Rabot, Meimot V'Tovot. And like I said yesterday in my shir, the Ben Yishchai writes in Parashat Vayeshev, all the Shabbatot of the year, there's a mitzvah, obviously, of Onik Shabbat. But on Shabbat Chanukah, you have to have more Onik Shabbat. You have to eat better and more than all of the Shabbatot, all of the other Shabbatot of the year. Especially when Shabbat, Verosh Chodesh, VeChanukah, start burning some rice. Rabotai, Shabbat Shalom Vorach. Yochluhu. Who?
Yochluhu.
Yochluhu. Top.
Start burning some rice.